Oh, no. Anthony Scaramucci and his foul mouth are gone from the White House after just 11 days as director of communications. What a bummer. For Saturday Night Live and Melissa McCarthy and Alec Baldwin and Stephen Colbert and a whole world of stand-up comedians who were gearing up with jokes about Mooch, the Long Island millionaire hedge funder hired by the White House to pronounce the principles and policies of the president. Anthony Scaramucci, in his aviator sunglasses, is gone, which also is a bummer for television news. The Mooch is no longer able to pronounce that a chief of staff is a paranoid schizophrenic, a bleeping paranoid schizophrenic. He's no longer privy to the White House intrigue that makes news, no longer able to leak news to the talking heads on TV who are pontificating about a wild hare in the White House. Anthony Scaramucci was just about to be worth millions of dollars in TV ratings. Not anymore. No reason anymore to schedule him for those one-on-one interviews that TV news promotes as exclusive, but in fact are on all the stations. Too bad for the comedians and for TV news. But oh, so good for the nation, the Mooch being gone.
I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNradio.com and the WGN Plus app.